Thank you for joining me for another great Glorious Living. I know today's program will inspire you to step into your yes and fulfill God's glorious plan for your life. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a blessing for me to welcome you into Studio C here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and I have my friend Chrissy with me.
I love it. I love when you call me your sidekick sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I have done that.
I know.
It's a compliment.
Thank you, and I absolutely love being with you in Studio C. I love when we get together because, you know, the joy of the Lord is present. It's here, and people are feeling it from across the camera, wherever you may be. I know the joy of the Lord is impacting you right now.
That's right, and it's such a blessing. Actually, it's an honor to do this.
Yes.
And we do this for Jesus because God has done so much in our life. Yes. And we want to share it with the world. We want everybody to know how wonderful, what a great, glorious life you can have.
That's
every
so
single day.
True. Every single day it is possible and people are picking up on that. We have regular viewers. We have first-time viewers watching. If that's you, if you're a first-time viewer, go ahead and comment. Tell everybody, I'm here for the first time and I'm loving Glorious Living. I have a testimony I want to read.
I love your
testimony. This is one of my favorite things. It says, I enjoy the joy that you exude on your Glorious Living program. It reminds me so much of the times where people would just be sitting together talking about the good things of the Lord. Praise God for the household of faith. So they feel like family. They're sitting across the table or the living room in Glorious Living with us, feeling that joy of the Lord. And that's healing when you feel that joy. It really is.
Yeah. So today we're going to enter into a great conversation for a great program. I've been looking forward to this program for a long time. Today we're going to have my friend and my niece, actually, and our co-worker, Wendy Olivier, and I'm so excited to welcome her to Studio C for the first time. Wendy is our Director of Global Finance here at the ministry, and she does an excellent job using her knowledge in finance all for the glory of God. And she's here with us today to share her story and how God led her to work with us here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Welcome, Wendy.
Yes. Thank you so
this
much.
Is a long time coming, Miss Wendy. You're
it
here.
It has been. It has been.
She's usually so far behind the scenes, but here it is. I've talked her into coming in today to share her story.
Good job. She's here.
That's it. I'm here. It's such an honor, privilege. I certainly appreciate
this. Yes, it's so great.
Well, those of you, Wendy is my oldest sister's daughter, her second daughter. And so Wendy, Jesse and I often talk when we were dating, we would babysit you and your sister.
I love that. I love when y'all talk about that, those days where bosses, he always mentions, Wendy over here, Wendy did this for me, Wendy did that. And that you're family, and that makes it so special. What a connection.
It's certainly special. From the first day that I came back here, I mean, it was amazing. When I walked through the doors my first day, Aunt Christine, who was your former secretary. Yeah. She's retired now. So the day I walk in, there's a big smile and a big hug waiting for me.
Wow.
And then, of course, there's Jesse and Kathy, and the amazing work that they do here is just
Well, you know, years ago, maybe I think before you had your children, you were an accountant, and you came to work with us at the ministry to help us along. You were assisting the person that was over finance at the time.
Yes.
And then I don't know how long you worked for us then, but
Two years.
But then you live almost an hour away. So you were raising your daughters. I know y'all had soccer practice and all that. Your children.
Actually,
your one daughter and son.
At that time, she was starting kindergarten.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And she was getting off the bus at 3 o'clock, and I'm an hour away, and I just wanted to be a little closer.
Right.
So
right.
That's when I left. Yeah. And, you know, I have two children, Randy and DJ, and they both were so involved in so many things. Mm-hmm. So that was a season in my life that I needed to be with them. But I really feel like the Lord called me back here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll never forget that day when I called you because there was like a transition in the ministry. Someone who was over finance was moving, I think, to Arizona or somewhere like that. Yes. And I didn't know what we'd be doing and who would take that position. So, you know, over the years, I've wore so many hats. I said, well, I'll take over that a good butt, but I'm going to need somebody else to come and maybe help me with payroll or different things, maybe come in once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me call Wendy and see if she would be available to outsource a few things.
Yeah.
Because I knew she was already working in this big oil field company and very successful. And I knew that she was settled there. And And I didn't expect what came next. So tell them what happened, Wendy.
So what came next was the company that I work for, they got bought out twice, actually. Mm-hmm. And actually, the experience that I gained from these buyouts, just gathering all of the data, audits, and then starting up new systems, it's all tools that I actually used here. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So when you called me, at the time, the company was going to be moving the accounting offices to Lafayette. You could still go, but anyway, God's timing. It all worked out. And so I said, yes, I'd love to speak to you and Jesse. So, I mean, when I worked here before, I absolutely loved it, but I needed to be with my daughter at the time.
Yeah, I remember when I said, Wendy, can you help me out? Excuse me, maybe once or twice a month come in or do something from there remotely. And you said, actually, I really want to come back.
Yeah.
I would love to come back. My daughter's going into college now. I need the extra funds. I don't want to move with the other company, she said. I can, but I want to still stay close.
Yes.
And this would be a perfect opportunity. And then what she said, something that really blessed me. I really want to focus on my spiritual life, you said.
Wow. Yes.
That was it. Yes. That was a key thing in the conversation.
It was. And it completely changed my life, family's life, everything.
I love it. And you know what I love the best about this is it was a season of life, and God knew every step of the way, and each season He had the perfect plan, and He brought it full circle.
He did.
And I know some people may be watching right now thinking that. They're like, well, I'm in this mom season, or I feel led to be here. I need to do this. But that's not their ultimate dream. But God always brings it back to where you need to be at the right place at the right time. And so wonderful.
Yes. There were so many things. I don't know if you remember the advance groups. I actually got an advanced group.
That's right.
With my grandmother Irene, my mom, my sister, and so, which was, you know, all documents that, you know, everything that you prepared.
Yeah, it was like home groups that we had in the church for a season. At that point, we didn't have Wednesday night service, so I had like, this was like the midweek time. And so people could lead an advanced group with the notes that I had prepared. Yeah, a lot of it was based on Jesse's partner letters. And so she had one in Houma right there with her mother and my mom.
And it just brought our family closer together.
That's so awesome.
So it spiritually connected us. It was absolutely wonderful.
That's so great. And I love that you said that was one of the key things is you knew that this place would grow you spiritually.
It did.
It really did. Can you share a little bit? I know you talked about being with the family and gathering together, but what other ways did you see just God work in your life?
I think probably my first visionary when I was here, I just felt the Holy Spirit flowing through me. And up until that point, let's see, I started in November, and I guess back then it was in April, was that?
Yeah, it was in the spring back then.
Yeah. So anyway, my first visionary, I just remember thinking, this is so much bigger than me, you know. Lord, please use me. Use me in every way you can. Yes. And He certainly has through the years. Mm-hmm. Like I said, through my family, through just different partners that call in. Another thing that I saw a tremendous change in is Jesse walked in my office one day and said, Wendy, I want to pay off a church. And I'm like, okay, boss, let's do it.
Can you imagine your boss just walking in and saying that to you?
Let's do it. And I said, how much? And he said, $100,000. I said, $100,000?
That's a big deal.
Okay, how are we going to do this? He said, I want to send him $10,000 a month.
Wow.
So I said, okay, let's do it. And so every time I wrote that check, I just felt it. And I realized how many lives, you know, are we changing here? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's so wonderful. And, you know, every day you interact with other parts of the team because you're director over several departments, the partner care department, which includes everybody that writes in or calls in to the ministry for prayer.
Customer service.
And the front desk, of course, the receptionist desk who monitors all the calls.
Right.
And then so many other things in the finance department, which is so important, too, because we value every seed that people gives to our ministry.
Right.
And so there's a culture at Jesse Duplantis Ministries that we value our partners. We realize that they're not just a piece of paper. They're a person. They represent families. They represent spiritual needs in a house. In fact, we have photos of them all over the walls in the ministry to keep our staff aware, because it can get just a paper pushing kind of thing if you let it. But we keep an attitude that we're aware that all of our partners work together with us. It's a team ministry. Together, we're reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. That's our theme.
That's the best motto. Yeah. And I tell you what, when I first began here back in 2020, you were the first face that welcomed me through the door when I came in. And I just remember meeting you and walking in and feeling the joy of the Lord on the campus. Oh, just like you said, when you were at Visionary and you felt that Holy Spirit moving through you, that this is more than just any job. This is a calling. Yes. So would you say this for you is a calling?
Definitely.
Correct?
Yeah.
Definitely. And just being able to meet those partners and see those photos on the wall, it's so awesome to hear those testimonies too.
It is. It is. And I think there's in the morning, our partner care team, they get together and they pray. They pray for every partner. And they really just give it their heart, you know, all of their heart and soul into every prayer. I mean, it's a 24-hour service as well.
Right, of course.
I mean, yeah.
I love that. You know, and it's wonderful, you know, because you're, in addition to the finance, you're over the HR, human resources,
yes,
which is why you met.
Going on.
That's why you met Chrissy first.
Yes,
you meet the first
right.
employee. You interview the new potential right. employees, right. and you have a team that helps you to work with that as well. But yeah. It's important to know that God calls people like He called you.
He did.
He calls others, and this is they're walking out their dream.
Amen.
You're walking out
so
your dream. God trained you before you came here.
That's right.
All the things that I did before I stepped into what God's calling me to do today has helped me. To do what He's called me to do in the same way with you.
Yeah, because you've done every job here.
That's very
every
true.
Job here.
And I really wasn't looking forward to taking up the finance again because I had so many other things that was going on. Uh-huh. But I was ready to do whatever and that's what you have to do. You have to have a heart. Lord, whatever it is that you want me to do.
That's right.
When you have that determination in your heart or that commitment, He gives you the skills. He gives you the resources. He actually brings other people to you to help you as well.
Yeah,
it's so
yes,
true.
Yes, He does. So I have worked in public accounting before. So like I said, everything I did, you know, preparing tax returns, individual, corporate partnerships, payroll tax returns, I'm able to use all those skills now.
Yeah.
And we have an annual board meeting.
Uh-huh.
We have a CPA that comes in once a month.
Yeah, a tax attorney,
attorney, yes. Yeah.
And you work closely with her.
Oh, and we're two nerds just working it out
in the
county.
I love watching you both. You just have fun doing finance.
They're passionate about it.
We get excited about it. It's just like Jesse, whenever we go over the monthly financials, he gets so excited, but there's not a time he comes in and he doesn't say, "To God be the glory."
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's
so,
so
true.
And you know what I like too is about the other areas, because the company you worked with before was a oil field company,
yes.
but they had international
yes.
dealings. So
yes.
that prepared you for the international
yes.
aspect of your job here just
that's
for
exactly
ministry.
Right.
Yeah, God knew every step of the way. He prepared the way. And that's just kind of like me too, thinking back about all those small, you'd maybe say small beginnings, but don't despise small beginnings. God has a plan He's unfolding, and it's up to you to take each step where He brings you to the promised land. I'd say this is pretty good. I
yes.
love working. I always tell you this,
and
my office is right next to Miss Wendy's upstairs, and I always see her. We're smiling because we love where we work. It's like you said, there's a passion involved when you know that you're reaching people and changing yes. lives. It's not just day-to-day mundane. There's always something fun going on, exciting, because we have fun serving Jesus yeah. at JDM.
Right.
We do.
One of the things I like to do is encourage everyone to work together, and I know that our teams do. And Jesse is always walking through the halls.
Yes.
You know, Kathy and I, we're rolling.
Yeah.
All business.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a little hamster on that little wheel because I got deadlines and I'm getting them done. And sometimes Jesse walks in the office where I'm right in the middle of trying to finish a project or a deadline. And I look up at him and I don't say it, but he says, I'll bark at him. Because unless you have something really important, please get out of my office. I'm trying to finish. I've got to get back
like
on,
you
that,
said,
on that hamster wheel.
We don't like the grass grow underneath our feet over here.
Yeah, that's right. Last week he tells me, he says, "It looks like you're pretty busy. You must want me to get out of here."
I've trained him.
I said, yeah, that would
but
work.
But you're more gracious than me. I'm the wife, you know. I get away with a little bit more.
I love it. You know, a lot of people ask me, so what's it like working at Jesse Duplantis Ministries? And I say, you know what's so awesome is the same boss and Pastor Kathy you see on television or on the pulpit is the same in the hallways, out to lunch, whatever we're doing, staff meetings. And to me, that's so awesome, the genuineness. Y'all are both so beautiful and genuine in what you do. It's so great.
Yes, you are.
And I know you get to spend a lot of time with both of them. So you get to see it all the time. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad today that you're getting to see Wendy. She's such a precious blessing and truly a wonderful human being. I know my mom, she often, when I talk to her and I visit with her and I'll mention something Wendy did or Wendy's doing, she says, "Isn't she a honey?" That's what my grandma, your grandmother, my mother says about you. "Isn't she a honey?" And you know, I think people at the office have embraced her in that way she's come in. And she smoothed the way, and instead of having conflict, she's a problem solver. Mm-hmm. She fixes things. And she's humble, so she doesn't like me to tell all these things about her.
True. And I think that's the perfect word. It's you're a honey, because you are. You have this sweetness, and the joy of the Lord exudes out of you. And that's so important, working in a ministry like this. We need people of like precious faith to walk with us, and that's going to tell us we can do it. Like you said, always linking arms in the prayer department, making sure that we're believing for each other. They have some great parties down there where we celebrate birthdays. Or something, there's food and they're fellowshipping. It's just a beautiful place to work. And that's because your leadership has been so instrumental in the way people feel when they come here. And it's so awesome. It really is. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I think a lot of our employees, our coworkers, when we were saying that, you know, it's just such a great place to work, there's always a coworker that's inspiring you, that's praying for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't a person here that is not gone without prayer daily. Yeah. Someone's always lifting you up.
That's so true.
You know, it's beautiful.
I love that. It's so beautiful. And then recently, I've stretched you a little bit. I said, "Wendy, you know, I started our 9 a.m. classes at the church." And God put that on my heart that we needed these things to happen. And so we have this one class that we rotate the title, but there's a financial freedom.
Yeah.
And so I asked Wendy, "Can you teach one?" And she just did that. And I know it's was something that she picked up and said, "Yes, I'll do," because she's so practical when it comes to finance. And you need people in your life. So share a little bit about what you're teaching the class up there. Because I know this is something that our partners can benefit from as well.
Well, actually, I decided, you had asked me for quite some time now, and so actually, talking with Pia, decided to step out my comfort zone. I mean, if you put me behind a spreadsheet or an accounting program, I can go all day long.
Yeah, and Pia is our supervisor of finance.
Yes.
She's been on the program before with her husband and by herself, actually. And so she did that. She stepped out of her comfort zone because I asked her one day, "Pia, would you teach a little or you come on the program?" And she wasn't comfortable with that, but she did it, and it was something that she enjoyed. So y'all were able to communicate, talk about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we were able to do that. And I guess my first finance class, what I wanted to do, boss said he wanted everyone in Covenant Church to be debt free.
Amen.
So I said, this is where I have to step into my yes. I have to help with this. So decided to teach the class. Mm-hmm. And the title was Financial Goals. But what I wanted to do was not define anybody's goals or say this is what you should or shouldn't do. What I wanted to do is have them create a personal financial statement, basically list all their assets, their liabilities, and their net worth, just to provide a little clarity, just to know exactly where you're at so you can know where you're going. So your financial goals can be small, they can be large. You know, I work for a ministry that's completely debt-free.
Yes. Is that not amazing?
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, no financial deficits. It's just, it's amazing what you can build and what we're doing for God's kingdom.
But it starts with believing. You know,
that's
we
right.
believe that we can do that, and God gave us the resources, but He gave us the wisdom and how to do it.
Right.
And you have learned a lot of things in your life as an accountant, but also watching us do what we do here in the ministry.
Yeah.
You were able to impart a lot of that during that class.
That's right. When you combine that faith with being debt free, wow.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And it's awesome because you're showing people that it's possible. You know, there might be people watching even right now saying, "This is too far gone. I'm too far in debt. There's no way out." And you're telling them, "No, listen, it's as simple as being aware and making a list and making a plan is what you're saying.
As boss would say, let's not complicate this.
Yeah. I'm gonna start using that with my husband.
Let's not complicate this. It's simple.
That's good advice.
You just have to get started.
Until you know where you are, you really can't understand where you can be. Mm-hmm. So you have to see, look at your situation financially or spiritually, wherever you're at, and then allow the help you be honest about it and assess it. And then pray and trust God to bring you the ideas, the concepts, insights, whatever you want to call it, to get to the place that you want to be. He really wants you to be debt free. He mm-hmm. wants you to be free from pain, free from sickness, free from any type of a relationship problems or anything like that. God always has a plan, no matter what the situation is. Today, we're talking about financial victories, but also personal goals for getting closer to God. And
this is what
happens when you try to get your life back in order. God is a God of order.
That's right.
And then He will help you to become a person of order when you put Him first. Isn't that true?
That's true. And I guess one of the things that's just implanted in my mind, I took a trip with you and Jesse to Pennsylvania.
I remember that.
And that day, we came to work. We were getting at it. We were doing our work. We left, I think, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And on the way there, we talked business. It was a road meeting, and so we went to the meeting. Then afterwards, we got on the plane. We talked a little more, and so it's late. What time do you think that was?
Probably about midnight, something like that, coming back.
Okay.
Because it was Eastern, but we still came back maybe 11, 12 o'clock.
Wow. Now, I'm a worker. Mm-hmm. I could keep up. Okay.
Yeah, well, I love it. Keep on going.
I'm tired down. And these two are working on a partner letter maybe 3 months in advance.
Oh,
one's
yeah.
creating, one's proofing. And I'm like, yawning. I'm tired. Kathy says, why don't you lay down? So I lay down. She puts a blanket on.
She's talking about the flight back.
Yes.
I'm working in my computer.
I'm just about snoring here. And they're just still. I mean, from the time we got to the office, you two didn't stop. So that just shows faith without works.
Amen. You know? That's so true. I often say that. I come in to film Faith the Facts or a Glorious Living or whatever, and y'all are ready to rock and roll. Y'all ready to go. And boss says, does my eyes look tired? I just got off the treadmill. I'm like, you got off the treadmill, boss? I can't even walk up the stairs without huffing and puffing. It's 8:30 in the morning. Yes. But it's so true. It's a supernatural energy, and I believe it's because you're so passionate about what you do.
Well, you know, when God calls you to do something, He gives you the ability, He gives you the passion. But the way that you miss out on it, and people don't even realize it, when they start complaining and griping about everything, they lose out on the grace that God gives you to do it. But if you come into whatever God's called you to do with the attitude less, okay, God's called me to do it, I'm going to step into my yes, like you just said.
So
when you do that, all the resources, all the ability is there for that. And that's, I have to give God the glory for it. And, you know, I'm still not always 100% pleased with my performance and how I show up and what I do, because I'm always wanting to improve, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it really is. We're always striving for excellence here at the ministry, and I thank God that He built a team of people here that always look at the details, always work with excellence, and want to do, you know, the best for God, for so that people like our partners or whoever's watching, our viewers, can feel empowered to know that they too can step into their yes with excellence. You don't have to do it halfway. You can do it 100% with the strength of God backing you up. It's so important
so
to
good.
Encourage people. Yes, indeed.
I love that. Wendy, you know, there's so many aspects of your job that you do here at the ministry, and we appreciate it. You know, Jesse and I interact with you a lot. You interact with everyone at the ministry. A lot of us are departmentalized, and we're really only focused on our spot. But you're a unique individual that you interact with everyone.
Yes. So when I originally started, it was just accounting.
Yes.
I really just started in accounting. And then I think a little over a year, the HR director resign. Mm-hmm. Well, that was kind of in my wheelhouse, doing accounting throughout my career.
Right.
And so I had to learn a few things, but I just went ahead and no problem. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of it. And we did. And then she had also had the partner service department at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm over that now too, which I've gained so much knowledge just through the different programs and you know, and then the interaction just with the different partners that we have been in touch with.
Yeah.
I mean, to be a part of some of the just miraculous testimonies,
oh, yes,
or just, you know, the ways that our ministry just has improved so many people's lives. I mean, it's...
It never gets old, does it?
It's
like, when you hear another story of someone's life where their business got turned around and because they sowed a seed or because they just trusted God and they heard something on one of the broadcasts or in a service, and you hear their stories. This is why we share the testimonies. It never gets old.
It never
hearing
gets
it
old.
Because it awesome. Triggers something in you that realizes, yeah, I remember when God helped me in that way. And so we realize that we're really one big family.
Right.
And
so
when we love one another and we build one another up and we share like we do here in the ministry in our office, but we also do this globally with all of our partners.
Yes, it's awesome.
It really, I think it pleases God.
It does.
It sure
and,
does.
And it's something that just stirs me on to keep doing more.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful that he's brought you, Wendy, back with us. How
yes.
long has it been that you've been back?
So this will be my 12th year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I continue to count. I continue
yes.
to count.
12th year.
Yeah. And I remember that, I guess this is kind of funny. I mean, especially after I just talked about, you know, how you and Jesse worked tirelessly for one whole day. When I was 15 years old, my sister Tammy Jo and I, we helped put the stickers on the cassette tapes that you and Jesse sent out.
You volunteered at that
time. I love that.
Yes.
It was in you.
Yes.
I love that. And you just
was that while
that.
We were still in Houma,
yes.
working and
Y'all
living in
that
Houma?
Two-story building on Westmont.
Yes, yeah. yes. We rented that from a brother-in-law who was a lawyer who had become a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I
was
about
just,
that.
That's what I was saying. It's a funny thing. You know,
and
going
your sister,
way back.
Your sister Tammy Jo used to work for us as well. She was in the maintenance department or housekeeping
or
whatever.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's so amazing. Jesse's often talking about Tammy Jo.
It's a part of the family. It's a family affair. I tell you what, and it really does feel like family, and we hope you feel like your family because we consider you family here at JDM. And reading all your comments and your testimonies, and if you have a prayer request, just like Ms. Wendy was saying, we're 24/7. We're praying for you. We're agreeing passionately for you to see your breakthrough. Comment below. We have Team JDM ready to pray with you. We have our prayer line, or you can email us, and we can just give all the glory because we know it's going to be done. When two or more gathered, he's there and he answers.
That's so true. And no matter where you are in the world, we want to hear from you. If this just translated into Spanish,
isn't
so all the
awesome?
Spanish-speaking people can also enjoy this program and send a comment in Spanish. And we have a staff here that can translate it so that Jesse and I, who do not speak Spanish, can
could have fooled
read
me.
It.
On the broadcast, it sounds like we can.
I know. They change our voice so that we're speaking. Our words are spoken in Spanish.
Yes.
But that's because
that's
we have
amazing.
A global focus.
Yep.
And because God is concerned about every person in the world. This is, you know, the world is I think it's like 8 billion people in the world. So we have a commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So everywhere that God sends us, whether it's through social media, television, or actually in-person meetings, which we do a lot of that.
Oh, yes.
And so we're going to be, it's important for you to know that we care about you.
That's right.
And we want to hear from you.
That's so
you know,
good.
And if you're a partner, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for helping us to do what we do. Maybe you've started as a partner this year. Maybe you've been one of those longtime partners that have been with us all these years or for a long time. We just want to say thank you. You have a part in every soul that's reached, every life that's changed. And I just want to say thank you for helping us, for being part of the team, because God has called you. And I believe that God positions us all together. One day we'll be in heaven and all those people that we've touched over the years will be in our front yard, your front yard, saying thank
Amen.
You for helping me hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I love that. And in the meantime, you can send your picture and be in the building.
Yeah.
Yes,
we need you on our photo
wall.
We want to
be on the wall so Boston and Pastor Kathy, y'all lay hands on. We all do.
We all
lay
do.
Lay hands on the pictures and pray for your breakthrough. So send us it at the email that put it below, and you can send your photo, and we'll get you on the photo wall. I'm on the wall.
Yes, you are.
I made sure I was up there. I'm on the wall.
I think I'm adding more and more pictures.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
I have a group I want to put on the wall.
That's so put the whole family up there, you know.
So
it's
good.
So good. And, you know, if you've been a partner, thank you again. But if you're not a partner, you can be. The information for doing that is on the screen. You know, there's no set amount to be a partner. Some people give once a month, some give once a year, or just every as the Lord leads them. But because you sow, you are a partner. You're helping us to go into all the world. You're helping us to reach people, change lives one soul at a time.
One soul at a time.
Amen. Well, Mindy, it's been so wonderful. Thank you. Doesn't it go by quick?
It does.
I know. I'm having fun just chatting with you. I was like, we're sitting in the living room having coffee and just chatting.
That's
I love
right.
it.
It's
well, so thank
fun.
You for having me.
I'm so glad. It's been a wonderful time. Wonderful time chatting with you, helping people get to know who you are and what you do here at the ministry.
Thank
you. And I believe that people have seen our passion, our heart mm-hmm. is so sincere that we truly love our partners, love what we do, because it's taking up the commission of Jesus to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Thank you, Chrissy.
I love being with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A truly inspiring story that I know encouraged so many to step into their yes.
Yes, that's right.
Step into your yes.
That's right. God always has a great future for your life when you obey Him. Amen?
Amen.
Well, thank you for being with me today. I look forward to seeing you next week right here in Studio C for another great program. God bless you. Have a fabulous week.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to JDM.org for more information.